We're visiting with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you're 5-1, ranked 6 and 5A. A couple wins before the Christmas break. A big win over Great Venn, 43-29, and that spurt late third quarter into the fourth quarter was kind of the difference maker in that one. Going into Christmas break had to feel good going out on top and knowing you had some things to work on.
Yeah, I thought we had a good pre-Christmas stretch. I thought we ended strong. I thought we started strong, had a bit of a blur, and then got back to what we were supposed to be doing, and that was good to see. So obviously a win over Great Bend is good. I think they're pretty talented. I think they'll be probably top 5 or 6 in sub-state. And I thought we won pretty handedly that second half, and that was exciting to see our kids play the way they were supposed to and build on some things we've been focusing on.
Lexi DeWitt was big against Great Bend. Bulldog Junior, that's the name we're giving her. And this was the stretch where she was playing really good basketball at this time last year.
Lex, I can't go back to a whole lot of times where she hasn't been playing really good basketball. I think she's a kid that probably gets not enough coverage just because you can talk about her every game, and obviously there's a lot of – it's a team sport, and we can talk about that all day. But Lexi's the heart and soul of them, and she has been for a long time. And, again, I go back to she was one of the only kids that stayed when she didn't make the state roster her sophomore year, and she helped us prep. And I think that says a lot about her as a person, and I think it helped her development. And now you see the leader she is today. And, I don't have enough positives to say about her. But she face guarded 32 minutes some, was pressing full court, and just hit some dagger of shots. And, again, I'm really proud of her performance.
What did you guys kind of do before you guys had that little break before Christmas after the Great Bend game?
We kind of just kind of gave them some time to recuperate. I think our staff does a good job of knowing when to lace it up and then when to have a good time. And I think that's something that a lot of coaches might not have, but our staff does. And we've got a good balance with the girls. And we came in on Monday, I think, and shot around, wanted to walk through some things. The younger group got to watch some of their film, which is not something they always get to do. And they went to the film room and did some study session. I took the older kids out, and we worked on a couple of tweaks we want to work on. And then had just another shoot around the next day, let them come in. They turned some music on, which I'm big anti-music in the gym usually, and let them turn some music on and shoot and just kind of relax. And then we had our little Christmas party, which was a great time, and just let them spend some time together without the stress of performing constantly.
And what's your biggest emphasis in practice leading into tonight?
I think obviously Hayden is a strong basketball team, but we got to focus on what some things we need to work on. There's a couple new things we're putting in that we need to fine tune that nobody has seen yet. And we want to make sure that those are ready for the back half of the season. And that way we're fully prepared for whatever our opponent is.
Visiting with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, I cannot believe it's January 2nd already, and here comes the Centennial League opener with Hayden at Hayden. Seeing them for the second time in almost a month. But they scare you because with Meyer and Sandstrom at 6 foot apiece and the Fulton girl and Greco. And I feel like that team that you guys saw on December 8th looked a little bit more hungrier and a little bit different, but you got to go to their place, and they know that you want to go in there and spoil their start to 2024.
Absolutely. That's our intention. I have a lot of respect for their coaching staff and Hayden's girls. They treat our kids well, and to me that means a lot as a competitor. Doesn't always have to be bad blood, but you can compete, get it on, and be friends after the game, and I think that's okay. And like I said, they're good to our group. I think they support us and root for us, and obviously not when we play each other, but they're doing well. They're a strong 3A team. They punched us, and it doesn't feel good. We haven't lost to them in a long time. It bothers me, and I think our girls need to just stay focused on the task at hand. I don't think they're too worried about it, but I think they know that they took something from us, and it's not a really good feeling, and we're going to go take it back, hopefully, but we're going to have to play well. They have a good group of kids that are playing well, and they're playing strong. Yeah.
And then after Hayden, you will have Topeka High coming up on Friday, and sounds like Topeka High's kind of a different bunch. And then next week, you'll go to Paola and see a former teammate with Jamie Augustine, now Jamie Butler, and then, of course, going to Junction City, who's got a new coach, and Connor Riley, who was at Hutch, and then a big one before Glacier's Edge with Manhattan coming up, and that night we'll talk before that game, too, so, you know, it doesn't get easier to start, and especially with three of the four on the road here in these next couple weeks.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting. We get some different opponents. Topeka High, you know, it's going to be different. We'll see what they're like. And Paola, seeing Jamie, again, I know her from college days, so it's always different going up against her when we're serious. You know, by the way, the great Ben coach was a Washburn player, and I didn't put that together until after the game, and now it makes a lot more sense.
It was actually on my game board notes.
Yeah, I missed that, Dylan.
And she ended up being on that national championship team.
I remember her, trust me. I remember that, and that might explain our interactions on the court a little bit better now that I was flabbergasted. Now it makes sense to me, Dylan. I placed her. It probably makes her upset. I didn't know who she was either, but it's okay. Anyway, then you talk Manhattan, and yeah, no, there's a lot of good stuff coming up. We're getting ready to hit the roller coaster of January, which is a really hectic time, and we're jockeying right now. We need to start getting wins and wins and wins because our sub-state, I think you have top four of the eight teams, top five of the top eight state teams are in our sub-state, and so we don't want to be the one that goes home, and so we need to get as high of a seed as possible, and these games will matter along the way.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight at Hayden. Best of luck on Friday against Topeka High. And best of luck next week with Paola and Junction City, both on the road. We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey. Join us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.